I love this one, little tree. It must be my birthday or something. I wish it was my birthday.
Shut up, man.
The moment is my destiny.
Bound to be together.
Shut up and dance with me. Ooh, I love this song.
It happened. The porridge said.
Oh, I love that line about porridge. Yeah.
What did he say about porridge?
The groove is so simple.
Get up and dance with me. Oh man, it's my destiny. I shut up and.
It's so easy to follow along.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and. Oh, he gets so
this
high.
This is the voice version.
I want to hear the part where he sings the line about porridge. Oh.
Oh, it's this is.
I don't know what I like better. This is all the same song, right?
This is
a different
song.
The
Voice blind audition. So these are blind children singing.
Is the voice that it's like the American Idol.
I have a request. Can we hear like a very talented kid sing this song?
Is that not what you hear right now?
No. I mean, he means like a little kid.
Like
a toddler,
like,
maybe
wait,
a 10-year-old.
Actually, do you guys want to start the show?
Oh, we started rolling? I thought we were warming up.
We're just getting carried
away here. You didn't know the microphone was on.
I didn't know the microphone was on. You didn't play the introduction. Let's call this a cold open, and why don't you turn on that introduction?
L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-B.
The Good Night Show with Little Triv on WREW-FM.
And this week, we're asking for your money. Folks, it's no joke that everyone at this station works their asses off to be very poor to be able to do this very simple thing that is just talking to you.
We're all students here, except for some of us are very, very creepy and lonely adults.
We've got the easiest job in the world. We don't ask for much. We just sit here and shoot the crap. So I'm going to read this. This is a special day for Drew.
For Drew.
It is the 100th day of the 150th day of our annual on-air fund. Oh, we just got $69 from Bay Village. Thank you. Very funny.
Thank you
very much. $69 from Bay Village.
They could have just done the 70, but the 69 was pretty comical.
Oh, thank you, Reggie. And Rocky River just donated that extra dollar, so we got an even 70. Thank you, Reggie. So this is our once-a-year effort to raise money for our salaries, which are very low.
This is
very easy. It's the telethon. Oh, that's awesome, little Triv. Oh, I'm looking at beer glasses full of beer.
The beer is included. We ship it with a wet beer.
Yeah, we put a little plastic wrap on top, and you gotta drink it, or you don't get to keep it, and the mailman is hired to make sure you drink every last sip. So that is if you donate $25, you get a glass of beer. Now, if you donate $50, I know when I roll into the studio, I am exhausted. I roll into work, and I just want to go back to bed. And it's only an hour, luckily, so I can go back and do that soon. But you don't have that luxury. You have a much more hard job than me. Lots of you are doctors and lawyers and work 36 hours a week.
Most of you are doctors and lawyers. The listeners of this show are an intelligent elite.
It's ridiculous, little Triv, how they work
35 hours a week. Can you believe that, Seth? Some of our listeners work over 30 hours a week.
Yeah, that's special. Hey, if you have $100, you can get a half-hour radio time. You call now.
Are you kidding me?
Yep, I'm not joking. And we're looking for preferably older men to come in and talk with us.
Yeah, we want somebody like us to talk about things that we like to talk about in the way that we like to talk about it.
The number is 216-368-2208. We got a hardworking group back there taking all your calls in. Oh my God, $550 from Dennis Kucinich. Thank you, Dennis.
That's a campaign donation. That's illegal. Thanks, Dennis.
Why is he spending his campaign money on our radio show?
I think he's just trying to make sure the media is on his side when he runs for re-election.
The number is 216-368-2208. And if you donate $100, we'll keep you on the air for a full 45 minutes.
We would love to
talk
to you.
And we will control the conversation, and you won't have much room.
We'll keep your volume down low, too.
Exactly. And if it starts heading in a direction we don't like, we will shut you down. And maybe even hang up on you.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, well, hang on, Little
Drift. You don't got to keep talking about this.
I was talking about how sleepy I am when I get to work and how some people work very hard and work many hours, such as 30 a week. And when they come in, they need a tumbler. Who wakes up and just, you know, you all wake up and you walk in the fridge and you open the fridge and you grab something, a cup, and the cup is a tumbler. The tumbler is a type of copy full of cuff. I can't talk tonight. It's a type of cup full of coffee. So everyone would like to have another tumbler. So if you donate $50, you will get a W-Root Lumbler.
Woo, are you kidding me?
A W-Root Logo coffee tumbler.
It's W-R-U-W, but we all, at this station, we all call it W-Roo.
W-Roo logo coffee tumbler to sip to make you energies.
Thank you, Lambigan.
Thank you. Can we move on to the show so we can edit this crap out later?
We'll keep it.
It's good. It's telethon. It all goes to the station.
You can't, but we'll have to put in a little disclaimer when you listen to the podcast, and we'll say this number, you can't call it.
Excuse me, can I get in a word?
Yeah. Because if you want, I gotta say something too.
And then I want to say something when he's done.
I've got something, and it concerns Stevie.
Steve, the big news hero of the week.
No, it's
who
not.
Who wants to say it?
I think he's awesome.
No. If this is where you get Seth, you're going to mention that he was a gambling addict, like me.
Wait, who?
I was going to make that connection, but more importantly, he is dead.
I thought you were talking about Steve-O.
I found out about his death this morning in the newspaper, which is probably about as fast as you could have found out that news.
Oh.
I think it happened about 11 a.m. 2 days ago, but I found out in the paper this morning.
I bet it made you shake.
Oh, you should have seen my fist in that newspaper.
Set the scene.
When I get my newspaper every morning, this is how it goes. I get an everyday plain dealer, and they drop it off at the very end of my driveway, so on my way to work.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day. So when I see it at the end of the driveway, it's already been rained on, and it's already been muddy, and I grab it, look at the headline, and then I walk it over to my trash and skim it, and then just throw it away. And you should have seen my fist.
So you read the news over a muddy newspaper, hovering over the trash can. Pretty much gonna throw it away at any given moment.
I get the Monday through Sunday paper, and yeah, I read it right over the trash can. And if it's not interesting, I just drop it, and I usually drop it faster than before I can even get to the next page.
You gotta just read the big bold, right? The big bold headline.
Yeah, this headline said,
Steve.
But
dead.
This time it was different. It didn't go in the trash can, did it?
No, it did, but I clenched my fist and like wrinkled it up beforehand, and then I tossed it.
Well, you know what, Little Triv, I was going to say something about the newspaper. What I think is funny about the plain dealer is that they release it like every couple days, and then the news they release is so old that no one cares about it anymore.
I get mine every day.
Then I don't know what they're sending you. You know, I found a very good newspaper, and it is called Scoop. I'm going to look it up. I know what it's called. Okay.
It's funny how failing the plain dealer is. Especially being from Cleveland and...
Well, do you think it's because most people read the paper like I do?
I think that's got something to do with it. But just growing up in Cleveland and, being a fan of the plain dealer and reading it and stuff, it just, at this point, it's just funny that they're failing.
Well, it's especially failing because I get all my news from Drudge. And once they started Drudge, I just kind of stopped with the newspaper. I still get it because I feel bad, but I just, ever since Drudge, it kind of killed the newspaper.
Do you think you could say that about most cities, or are you just talking about Cleveland?
Just from my point of view, it's just Cleveland. It is today feel like a hump day?
You know what today is? Fortuny.
So 420.
Because it's April 20th, the fourth month, so it's Fortuny. So they say it's a very lucky day because it's Fortuny.
Oh, you know what else about today? You're going to like this, Lamigan. Today is Hitler's birthday.
Lamigan, Hitler.
Hitler.
Adolf.
More clues, please.
How about Himmler?
Himmler. I've heard that. More clues.
More when we get back from this break.
Little Trip, what is that?
I could sing this all day. I can hear that hook.
It sounds like the when you die, you hear the angels, and it's the most beautiful sound you ever heard. That's got to be what it sounds like.
I'm glad
when
you asked.
When you say you hear the angels, are you talking about when you go to church?
Well, when I die, I'm going to hear the demons poking my butt, screeching in my ear. But when good people die, they hear angels singing the most beautiful music, and it sounds just like that.
Well, I thought maybe you thought that the people who sing at church are called angels.
You think that I thought that? You know what, Seth?
That is what I thought.
I was trying to... See if you thought that as well.
Oh, because I'm smart. Well, I'm dumb. Little True's dumb. You're the smart one. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I've never been to church.
Well, if we all think they're called angels, I guess we're not going to be able to solve this mystery.
I've never been to church either, but
can I
say
that
again? I don't care.
I'm Christian.
I don't care.
I've never been to church.
What song was that?
I've never been to church, but do they play this kind of music?
Can we hear a little bit of that again? Because I loved that. I really enjoyed it.
Oh,
nice. Thank you. Sweet. I really like that. Yes.
They don't make music like this anymore. It just makes me happy.
It gives me the joy of having, drinking. 6 beers. I loved that. Can you play exactly what you just played one more time, Little Triv? And I'll thank you.
Wait, I want you to beg.
Please, Little Triv. I'll do whatever you say. Just please play that moment of the song. Oh, I hear it. I hear the farts and I hear the pep.
Shut up and dance. Don't you dare.
Thank you. Awesome! Shut up and dance with me. This moment is our destiny.
What does destiny mean?
Oh, it's a video game. It's a video game. For Xbox.
I don't want to go down this road.
You don't know. It's a video game. I saw a commercial.
Density.
Density. You got a gun. It's aliens.
There's not much difference between density and destiny. They have very similar meanings.
I have never known there to be a difference. And even the way you say it, it sounds like you're saying the same word.
Are you too deaf? It's a video game with aliens and guns.
You might be right.
I don't think they can hear me. Oh, brother. Am I lost again?
Hey, anyway, where'd you hear this song?
I just came far across.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
You can't hear yourself, Lamigan, because I can hear you way too good.
Where did you hear Shut Up and Dance?
Well, do you ever turn the dial from the station?
From this station? I try not to.
On the radio.
I try not to.
Do you guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, and then I turned it suddenly to 96.5.
Not this again. I'm lost.
And all of a sudden, it's
hello?
Like, where
Jeff?
Has this music been? Because it all
Little
seems,
Triv?
It's all gangster music. And
where am I?
And finally, you get past
oh,
the
crap.
Point.
All I see is
you're
white.
Right. It is refreshing. And I, you know, I don't turn
my
hand from the dial. I'm always on the same station, so I gotta say, I haven't heard anything like this before.
And that's why you should donate to WRUW
this
for the telethon.
Light. I hear the angels singing. Is that... Am I in heaven? I think I'm having a heart attack. This is beautiful. Oh, this is so pleasurable. Hello, thank you. Oh, beautiful women. All the food I could ever want. Hey, is that Chipotle? Okay. Cigarettes. Thank you, Peter. How did I know your name? Oh, no, I didn't do that. No, I didn't mean to do that either. No. No, 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 you got me mixed up. I am supposed to be here. No, 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 I am supposed to be in heaven. Please, please let me stay. I never sinned. I didn't do any of that. Please, I'm a Christian.
Lamigan. Lamigan.
Yes?
Wake up!
Hello, Chef?
Lamigan!
Chef?
Come on, dude!
Lamigan, you gotta get up.
Little Triff?
Lamigan.
Chef?
Lamigan!
You're not dead, Lamigan.
I swear, you guys, you couldn't hear me. It was like I didn't exist, and then I went to heaven, and they started telling me all the rotten things I did, and they thought they made a mistake, and then I thought I was going to be sent to hell.
What happened, Lamigan?
I think I had a heart attack. And you know, I've been chewing on something.
A pill?
Yeah, like a Quaalude. I think I ate a Quaalude, and then I thought I had a heart attack, because that's not good on your heart, and...
But the details start out fuzzy, then you realize what it's happening. Because you said for sure heart attack, then you started chewing on something.
Well, I've been chewing on it all night like an old ancient Indian root. And then I guess it finally hit me, and it hit my heart. And I had a heart attack, and I was having the time of my life. And then I hear, Lamigan! 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 And it was Seth. Who pulled me out of heaven. So thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. You want
to review? Because when you actually do have a heart attack, Lamigan, I hope you know that you're going to hell for sure.
Well, they started to realize I was supposed to be in hell. They started reading off my sins.
Yeah, even in your...
Even in my dream.
Yeah, it was an NDE.
Yeah. What's that stand for?
I actually know something about these. It's a near-death experience.
That's the smartest thing you've ever said. Shut up!
Yes.
It never stops being
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and do some telethon pitch, and then we'll get back into our topic, which is going to be Stevie Steve.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get... So, I'm just going to go through this. You guys got to donate us some money to help keep the lights on. You should be on air asking for pledges 3 to 4 times per hour, about 5 minutes per break. Focus on two premiums during each break.
Lamigan, introduce the fundraiser 5 to 10 seconds.
Oh, sorry. We need the money, and we're a college station, and they'll shut us down if we don't get enough by the end of the night.
Tell us what we are doing and why for 30 seconds.
Because nobody gives us enough money, so finally we are asking, and we're begging, and it's embarrassing. Please give us some money. Oh, thank you. Barbara in Parma Heights just sent us $6,000. Barbara, you're out of your freaking mind, but thank you, honey.
Lamigan, add in a personal focus for 30 seconds.
I have been homeless for so long, and finally I have a steady job, 1 hour a week, that pays well. And if you don't support this station, you will not get the Goodnight Little with Little Triv every Wednesday night, okay? And if you don't pay, then you won't hear any of the fun music that plays at other times during the week, okay?
Well, now you have to give out the phone number for 3 seconds.
368-2208. 368-2208.
The area code, Lamigan.
121... crap. 216-368-2208 to donate.
Now talk about the prizes for 30 seconds.
All donors will receive a bumper sticker. If you donate $50 and over... you'll get the logo keychain bottle opener.
For $50?
Let me look.
It's probably right, Lamigan.
Well, at some point you can get a lunchbox. You ever pay $75 for a lunchbox?
Not this lifetime, but hopefully one of our elite listeners will. The number is 216-368-2208.
Lamigan?
Yeah?
Make the final push.
Please, if you want to listen to me talk and you want this to go on for much longer, you've got to give us some money, please. It's just a little question. It's just a couple pennies. Are you kidding? You're not calling? Are you kidding? Oh, thank you. Cameron in Bedford just gave us $68.
Kitty Cat in North Olmsted.
Well, that's cute.
She gave us $5, so she will not be receiving a premium. Or does she get the bumper
sticker? She gets a bumper sticker.
Okay, thank you, Kitty Cat.
Oh, wait. Susan in East Cleveland. Thank you, Susan, for your donation of $49. You know, if you just donated one more dollar, Susan, you could have gotten the keychain, the bottle opener, the tumbler. But you
Why would you donate $49, Susan?
That's foolish. But thank you anyway. We appreciate it. It's very selfless to donate for nothing.
Yeah, donate throughout the show. Donate throughout the show. It's 216-368-2208. Tell them Triv sent you.
Kitty from North Olmsted just donated 20 and she wants beer. And Kitten from Westlake just donated 20 and also wants beer.
Well, those two
Feline just donated.
There are a lot of cats tonight.
Yeah, Feline down in Shaker Heights just gave us $30.
Ladies. If you want beer, come to my place. Just kidding. You want beer, you got to donate $50. Okay?
If you want beer, donate $500 and meet me in Whitey's in Richfield. I'll be there every Friday night.
Wait, I'm sorry. If you want beer, donate $25. And so, ladies, you are still too low. But the one who donated 30, you'll get the beer. So
they're not ladies, Lamigan. I think they're cats. We have to take a quick break and then we'll be doing this show, but please just donate 216-368-2208.
My country used to be sweet land of liberty that once was true. Bum, bum, bum.
It's 216-368-2208. This is the Good Night Show with Little Triv.
So Steve was spotted at a McDonald's in Erie, Pennsylvania. His order was small chicken nuggets.
Nah, I don't know if six feet is small. That's like a medium. He's a big guy.
Small fry.
And it's kind of sad.
For that, for a guy his size,
he just wanted sad. A, like, it's like a quick bite.
He was probably so hungry.
And thirsty. He probably got a water. But the smart...
No, he didn't get a drink.
He didn't get a drink?
And you know what's funny? They knew he was Stevie Steve, so they tried to trick him. So they were playing a prank on him.
So the French fry guys knew he was Stevie Steve and pretended like they had to fry the fries.
Yeah, they were playing a prank on him because they were mad at him for murdering.
Anyway, they called the cops, which they shouldn't have done. Because clearly that Stevie Steve is out of his mind.
Let him be.
Sadness and madness. And he just needed a lot of help. And these employees called the cops.
Help.
He needed... Stevie needed help. He
Dude,
didn't,
I
he didn't need...
Nah, he
didn't
need
a,
two gunshots
no,
in the head.
He didn't need a bullet.
He needed, I would have taken the fry grease and splashed it on
him while he's
in his car.
He needed an olive branch. No one ever extended him a branch.
You wanted to give him an olive branch?
You
killed that, somebody.
You know that bomb that Trump dropped on Afghanistan?
The Moab.
Mother of all bombs. I would drop that right in that drive-thru.
Yeah, I would have taken out the whole McDonald's and everybody else in the line because it'd be worth it because he was such a killer. He had killed a person.
He killed 14 people, Seth.
Oh, yeah, he killed like 14 people, and one was a little boy in East Cleveland.
Oh, see, you guys are the worst of them. That's all fake news.
Make your point, Seth.
Wait, Seth, I thought the liberals did fake news.
The liberals do fake news?
The liberals do fake news.
That doesn't mean a conservative like you can't also spread fake news. Anyways.
Look, I only read Drudge, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, I do like Drudge.
I gave up Breitbart after Bannon started scaring me.
Woo, are you kidding me?
He stepped down, but that wasn't real.
He stepped down? That's fake news.
Anyway.
He stepped down?
Okay, so you're saying we should have been nice to Steve.
Anyways,
Steve and serial killer.
What do you mean give him a branch?
It bothers
me.
I
would whack him with the branch in the back of the bald head.
I'd shove a branch up a place I can't say on the radio his butt.
Ass. You can say
Yeah, well, I'd shove a branch up your ass, too.
Little Triv, you can say ass.
And I'm shocked that there ain't more compassion for Stevie Stevens.
Woo, well, let me test that a little bit. So, let's say that the man who was shot...
Push back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to push a little bit.
Did you see his Facebook picture?
I'm just asking you a question.
He looked wrong.
Who?
Stevie.
Oh, well, sure, he was a murderer. So listen.
No,
so,
but he just looked off. He didn't look like a murderer. He looked wrong. You know what I mean?
Evil is more like it. He was a killer, Seth. Listen, let me put it to you this way. I'm going to push a little bit. Push you. I'm going to push you off your chair. If you think about it, and if this man was your grandfather or brother or sister shot by Stevie Steve, are you seriously saying you would help him get away?
Well, let's see what the caller thinks. So you're on the air with Little Triv.
I heard you were looking for a stripper.
Oh, we got a stripper on the line? Okay.
Let's reset the whole deal.
Some lightness, some levity. We were looking for a stripper. Hello.
What's your name, stripper?
Raina.
Okay, so we were talking about the killer. Did you hear about the killer that killed himself in the McDonald's?
I did.
So what does the stripper think about that?
What's the stripper point of view on a killer?
I'm glad somebody shot him and killed himself.
And that somebody was himself. So anyway, let's talk about something more fun. So tell us a little bit about yourself. It's a thrill to have you on, first of all. I have never talked to a stripper, and I greatly respect your profession, and I think that you do wonderful work, and I think that people don't give you guys the credit for... You put up with a lot of crap, but you also have a lot of talent, and I want to thank you for coming on our show. My name is Landon Lamigan. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for the recognition.
Yeah, no problem. I think that strippers need more representation in the mainstream political. So what is it like? So what do you think that what is stripping? What is stripping? It's a lot more than just taking off your clothes.
It's so much more. You have to fake crushes the whole night, make people fall in love with you and give you all of their money.
I actually had
it's
a similar
really hard.
Yeah,
it's acting.
I know how difficult it is to try to make somebody fall in love with you. But the other night we interviewed a man whose expertise was in mushrooms, Eskimo murders, technology murders, and hissing cockroaches. And he fell in love with me just because I'm charming. So I feel like what I would be a good stripper on the radio, but if you saw me, you wouldn't want me to take my clothes off. So anyway, what...
Okay.
Lena, is it hard doing a lap dance on somebody who is very unattractive, as I assume most people who go to strip clubs can often be?
That's funny. Actually, the hard dances are like the people that are 300 pounds because it's physically uncomfortable to get on them.
That's actually me.
Well, little Triv, you don't go to strip clubs, so you got nothing to worry about. So I've got a question. So I went to a strip club. I know I said I've never been to one, but I went once, and I had my eyes on this girl.
100.
What?
You went 100 times.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Did I say once? I meant 100 times. So I was making eye contact with this beautiful stripper named Coco, and I saw
Wonderful,
her.
Coco.
Yeah, I love her. I did love her, but then this happened. So I saw in the corner of my eye there was a man who just was staring me down. And I felt like I was trespassing on his romantic and sexual territory. He seemed to be very possessive of Coco. And I felt like it was illegal for me to pursue my night with her. Do you ever get people who sort of think that they are in a relationship with you or maybe a friend of yours who also works there?
Of course. Of course. Good strippers can actually lead guys on for years. Years they can do it.
That's
so these guys are essentially, you know, they think that they own you and that you are theirs, and they get upset to see other people eyeing their girls.
That's terrifying, but it's sort of a must because that's a guaranteed paycheck when you got that guy who will never leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they got the big bouncers to kick their asses when they step out of line, right?
Yeah, but usually the regulars are not the ones stepping out of line because they respect their girls in a weird way.
Right, okay.
Do you work at one of those strip clubs in the middle of nowhere that it looks like no one goes to, or do you work at a strip club where a lot of people go to?
It is not in the middle of nowhere.
Where do you, can you, if you can say, what is your strip club?
I'm not going to say.
Oh.
I am not going to say where my strip club is.
So maybe it's downtown in a penthouse. I'm just...
just guessing. I don't know. We don't have to guess. It's fine. We are just honestly very happy to be talking to a stripper because we think we just really like strippers, especially Seth. Seth, please just ask. Fire away. It's a stripper, Seth.
He's nervous over here. He's shuffling his feet. His face is red.
Oh, yeah, I'm blushing. Hello. My name is Seth. I love your occupation. And I just have a couple questions, if you don't mind.
Sure, I have a couple minutes.
Great.
What kind of dance is your favorite dance? Do you have like a different style of dance for like the typical clientele, or do you just sort of do the same move over and over again? Because I see some
the same move over and over, but it's the same style. It's slow and sultry, kind of luring them into me.
Because I see some women who like to change it up, and then I see some women who just sort of. You already answered my question, but I'm just rambling here.
He's nervous.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can one of you guys? I'm too nervous to ask. Can you one of you guys ask about the duct tape?
Oh yeah. Hey, so you some women put duct tape on their you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Your their hoo ha.
The pasties. Oh, the hoo ha. What?
Yeah, the
duct tape on their hoo ha.
Seth thinks that boobs are called hoo ha.
I just don't like. Oh, I don't like saying that word. Boobs.
Some guy got elected, some city official or something, about 5 years ago, and he made this law that you cannot be topless and have physical contact with customers. So, as a bypass, we put tape on our tits so that we can, in a strange way, you know, have this little loophole to give contact dances because we're not technically naked.
See, I am not a very political person, and that is something that makes me want to take to the streets. And I want to say, take off the tape.
That's take worth off protesting.
The tape. That is
you
worth
can.
Taking
you can
to
take
the streets.
The tape off, but then your dances are getting like 6 feet away.
I know, but what I'm saying is, get rid of the law, and let's send that guy off on an island where he can do whatever he wants with all the duct tape in the world. But you're not taping
you
up.
Him.
Yeah, you. And I'm going to tell him. I'm going to go to the governor's office, and I'm going to tell him myself.
I've been to a strip club that was high end. And at those strip clubs, I didn't see no tape. And I'm just wondering, at a certain point, if you're throwing enough money down, does that tape just sort of fall off your skin?
Depends on the girl, but if she gets caught without that tape, giving a contact dance, the club can get in trouble. That's a no-no.
The people who run the clubs must be very rich. I'm so jealous. I'm very, very low class. So what do? When you have all these single dollar bills, do you have to go to the...
They're all single dollar bills.
I was thinking that, okay, so they're not all single dollar bills. I was thinking that was sort of they would give you the single dollar bills and they would throw them.
The first thing I do when I get to a strip club is ask, give the bartender a five and say, give me five singles.
No. What I was going to say, little Triv, is you take all your singles and then at the end of the night, just when the stripper thinks that you are not going to tip them very well, you hand them a crisp Benjamin Franklin. And then they know that those $1 bills were just for show. And that you really meant that their performance was worth a lot of money.
That's so sweet of you.
Thank you.
Lena, would you like that if you were doing lap dances, several lap dances all throughout the night to one guy, and he never tips you, and then at the end of the night he gives you a $100 bill?
There would be no lap dances. You got to pay for the lap dances. The tipping is on stage.
Oh, I don't do the lap dances because I think my wife would instantly divorce me. Just kidding. She's a vegetable and she would never even find out anyway because we have virtually no communication anymore because I don't think she's in love with me. So,
no,
what,
that's
yeah,
so sad.
I know. Are you kidding me? So, I was going to say, Seth, you had a question. Go ahead. I've been talking my ass off.
I was just saying, I hope we aren't keeping you too long, but Lena is your name, right?
Raina.
Lena, you're making us all blush. I just want you to know that all of us are slightly pink in the face, and I really appreciate you for coming on.
Pink in the belly.
Oh, yeah. And I really appreciate you for coming on and entertaining us with this horny conversation.
Okay, Seth, I want to bring it full circle really quick. So, Raina,
this is the last question.
Okay. So, what I'm going to say really quick, Raina, is more of a statement than a question. So, earlier you said that you like to, but it's part of your job to lead your clients on. So, I like to lead the stripper on. And that's why I said that I pretend like I'm a low tipper, but I am a high roller. So if you ever see me and you'll recognize me by my voice and my demeanor, just know that if you start getting $1 bills, that by the end of the night, it will be many, many more than that, consolidated into one Benjamin Franklin.
All right. You just gave yourself away to all the strippers listening.
Well, shoot. I guess I'll have to duct tape my mouth.
You.
I'm going to have to duct tape my mouth.
Lena, I have one last...
I get paid extra for that.
Oh, you do? Do you do extra stuff for extra money?
I do, yes. The fun extra stuff, you know? What? Walking on your back in 8-inch heels, a little bit of chains with parading you through the club on a leash, that kind of stuff.
Ooh,
that sounds hilarious.
I like the part with the chains because I do that. I did that.
I would
too.
Love to see a big, ugly guy like me on a leash being walked around by a stripper through a strip club.
I would love to put a big, ugly guy like you on a leash and walk you through a strip club.
Well, I'm definitely blushing. I have one last question for you, and it's kind of a funny question. And this is the question. Do you have any questions for us?
I do not. I do not. Should I?
We are very difficult to talk to, I have to admit, because if you ever have a question for us, you can always call us on Wednesday nights, and we will always have an answer.
Any question.
Any question in the whole wide world.
I'm going to think about this. I'm going to think of a really, really great question, and I'm going to call you back next Wednesday.
Please, Lena.
And we could do a thing where you call in for 5 minutes every Wednesday, and we could just do a little stripper recap.
Not every Wednesday, but as you are available and as you wish, because we really want to make you a friend of the show, and you are awesome. You were so awesome.
Lamigan, okay.
Thank you. I'm feeling awesome.
We have to let you go because we're going to keep talking about Stevie Steve the Killer.
Enjoy.
Okay. Thanks, Lena.
Thank
you so much.
You have a sexy voice, and I'm sure you're a wonderful stripper.
And I hope you have a safe Easter.
A safe Easter?
He meant to say, I hope you had a safe Easter.
Thank you, Seth. Oh. Yeah. Yep.
I don't celebrate Easter. It was lovely. It was Sunday. It was nice.
Okay, because I was going to say, you don't celebrate Easter. Well, no, stop, little Triv. I am a Christian, but I don't go to church.
My God is a loving God. We got to let you go, Lena.
Bye, Lena.
Bye.
Thank you.
I'm ashamed of you guys.
For?
Seth, you said she has a sexy voice. What do you...
I get carried away with strippers.
You said you were out of this.
What do you want out of that conversation, Seth?
And you said we were horny. I wasn't.
It's telethon.
I was as bored as hay.
God.
I don't know what damn it is about me.
This is telethon. We have to get people to donate. It's 216-368-2208. This is the one time of the year that we ask people to call in and donate money to the station, and instead we had a stripper on for 20 minutes. So please donate. We only have 5 minutes left in our show, and man, I'm really starting to panic because we were supposed to try to get people to call in and donate, but instead we just talked to a stripper, and I truthfully got nothing out of it, but Lamigan and Steph they were really getting gross with the stripper, and now I'm really starting to get scared, and I guess that just means that we just want you to donate to the station. It's 216-368-2208, and good God. And I'm not trying to say she wasn't hot, because she was definitely hot.
Oh, you could tell.
But...
Little Truth, I didn't like your weird, my God thing.
I don't know what came over me.
No.
I've never been religious.
Bad.
But something about her saying she didn't celebrate Easter.
It made you get defensive.
It did not sit right with me, so I went full defensive.
She was kind of trying to egg us on and doing her little PC stuff.
I think you were rejecting the way that Lamega and I were treating her, so you lashed out in a religious way.
And I have done that before, haven't I?
Not in my... Nah, I guess.
No, I don't think that I have.
I don't think you have.
You might have.
I think you were jealous.
No, there's no way you did that.
Oh, wait, should we talk about Stevie Steve next week?
Yeah, let's keep drawing this out, because I really like talking about
it. Because I think it's really raw right now for a lot of listeners, to the point where we're being offensive. But next week, it'll be more of like a joke, and then in a year, we're just going to be...
laughing.
Lamigan can say Stevie Steve was awesome, and it won't be as...
I said that tonight. And you know, I woke up...
It was scary, because I just thought
I woke up Monday morning to what I thought was a gun to my head... into two dark pearls, which I swear were Stevie Steve's eyes, and I thought that...
It might have been.
And he said something about Joy Lane, and I thought I was done. But then I shook, and it was just a dream.
You know, very seldom do I listen when people talk, but why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? What is that? Why is that? Because I pay...
Yeah, we'll have to talk more about Stevie Steve.
You could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody.
I think it was...
But when you open
scary,
your mouth for some reason,
I liked
make me feel
what
better
happened.
And I listen to you.
It's not too late to donate. It's 216-368-2208. Donate for the telethon, WRUW. And we blew it. Once a year, and we blew it.
Shut up and dance, don't you dare.